You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes, this day. This Tuesday.
We are triumphant on this Tuesday.
Yeah, so we're not going to wait for another Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got this day. We're going to make the best of our life.
Yes.
And guess what? We're going to do life right.
Yes.
Somebody got to say, I'm going to do life right.
Right. Yes.
So you got to do life. You got to do life right. Hallelujah. Don't let life beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it right.
Yeah. And as the book says, make life work.
Work. Come on. Somebody got to say, today I'm making a quality decision to do life right. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can do life right is with God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, we've been talking for the last 2 weeks on thriving big time when the world is shaken up.
Yeah.
So how do we do that? We must live right.
Yeah.
We must do right.
Yeah.
We must move right.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about this week, we must pray right. So yesterday, time got away from us, but we're going to jump right back in where we left off yesterday in Psalm chapter 103, starting at verse 9.
As I was saying. Come on, guys.
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Yeah.
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
Yeah.
So we got to get that. When we go before God and we ask him for forgiveness for our sins, when we bring forth repentance in Acts, it tells us that when we repent, it brings forth a time of refreshing.
Yeah.
So it's not God that's continually bringing our sin up before us. It's the work of the enemy. It's in our mind where the enemy is constantly, the accuser of the brethren, is bringing our sin before us, and then that triggers us to start bringing our sin back before God. But God has already forgotten our sin. It says he remembers it no more, as far as the east is from the west. So that span of space
mm-hmm.
is infinite.
Right.
So he is not going over. God is not continually going over our sin. And sometimes when we go to pray, we spend a majority of our prayer time just going over how wretched we have been mm-hmm. since the time as we could remember. And we go through this whole routine of how wretched and ratchet that we have been through our life. But God that is saying, I don't even remember that. Why are you continuing to bring that up to me? And he says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Now, think about your own children. You know, when our children make a mistake, we want them to come to us. We want them to say the mistake that they made. We want them to be repent for the mistake that they made. We want them to correct the situation. But do you want your kids keep coming up to you and just telling you how terrible they are and keep talking about all the mistakes that you've already forgiven them for? No, we want to be able to empower our children. We want to talk to them, put into them where you're going. We don't need to constantly reflect over the negativity that we came from. We need to speak life into our children and speak into where they're going. So it's the same thing here in the scriptures. He said, if a human parent knows better than to keep condemning their child, how much more so God? God has a great future and a hope for each and every one of us. He's more focused on where we're going than where we came from, because he already made provision for where we came from. He already brought us out from the curse of sin and death. He did that a long time ago. So when we apply that to our life, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. We allow his blood to blot out our transgressions. Because of his blood, our transgressions are blotted out. God no longer sees us as a sinner. He no longer sees us as an orphan. He has brought us in. We call him Abba Father. It says that he adopts us in. When you're adopted into a family, you're chosen into that family. He adopts us into his family, and then we could cry out to him, Abba Father. So then we look at God now for the direction of where we are going. Our prayer should be to mold us, to conform us to his will. And then we're bringing his word into remembrance. He says, bring my word into remembrance. State your case that you may be acquitted. Let us contend together. And over in the Bible, it says that he did things for his name's sake.
Yes.
Just for who he is, for his name's sake. He wants to get the glory in your life. So when we're praying right, when we're talking about praying right, we're confessing the word of God. The word of God is the most powerful thing. In Hebrews, it says that the word of God is living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. And think about the soul and the spirit, because sometimes we try to put them as the same thing, and they're not. The soul is our more of our carnal emotions, our feelings, our thought process, which is usually contrary to the spirit. We got to get that balance, because it's a very fine line. We don't go by what we feel like. We don't go by what it looks like.
Yes.
We have to allow our spirit man to dominate.
Yes.
But the only way our spirit man is going to dominate is if we are feeding our spirit man.
Yes.
Because whatever you feed grows. So if we're constantly going into the pity party and the meditations of the soul and the meditations of the feelings and the meditations of our mind, playing this tape over and over and over in our mind, we're going to continually to get the same results where we feel defeated, where we feel like we're not worthy. But if we tap into the spirit, if we tap into the word of God, what God says about us, it begins then to take captive every other thought. It begins to eat up every other thought. It begins to eat up what you feel like.
Yeah.
The zeal for the house of God, the zeal for the house eats up every discrepancy that we find in our life. But we have to be filled with the word, and it has to come directly from the word of God. Because if you wait for somebody else to give you a scripture, sometimes they're giving you the Medea version of the Bible. They're not even giving you a scripture that's in the Bible.
They give you what they think. They give you what they think, and they give you what you want to hear.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, let's look at Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, we're going to read this, because we must pray right. And you can't pray right unless you know the word of God. That's why we encourage you on this radio station and this program, Make Your Day Count. If you are not in a Bible teaching church, and you don't know how to, and you don't have a discipline to read the Bible, it's going to be very difficult for you. So we encourage you to find a Bible teaching church. Because that's it. Listen to Isaiah 44 and read down to verse, you can read right down to verse 10.
Starting at verse 1?
It's not a verse 1. Yeah, we're going to read the word.
Isaiah chapter 44, starting at verse 1. Yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Now, we need to know that Jacob and Israel is the same person.
Yes.
Jacob was the old man. Jacob, that name meant twisted.
Yeah.
It meant like somebody who trying to get an advantage.
Yeah.
And then Israel now is the person who is in covenant right with God, who knows who they are in God.
Yeah.
So yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen.
And we're spiritual Israel right now.
Thus,
because through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are engrafted in. I hope you know, we are engrafted in. That's why we support Israel. Okay? Because every Christian is engrafted in. We no more stranger to the covenant. We can
good.
Go on here. We no more stranger. We now in through the blood of Jesus Christ.
We're engrafted.
We can teach a whole Mm-hmm. Thing on that. All right, go ahead.
Verse 2, thus says the Lord who made you,
yeah,
who formed you from the womb, who will help you.
Yeah.
Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun,
whom
Jeshurun. I have chosen.
Yeah.
For I will pour water on him who is
thirsty. Come on.
And floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob.
Yeah.
Another will write on his hand, the Lord's.
Yeah.
And name himself by the name of Israel.
Thus
says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts.
I am.
I am the first.
I am the last.
Besides me, there is no God. And who can proclaim as I do?
Uh-huh.
Then let him declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people.
We can stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Let him do what?
Declare it. And set it.
And set it.
In order for me. For him, for God.
For God. So that's what we do when we pray. We declare.
That's good right there.
We declare it.
So let him, the him is us.
Yeah.
And then it says, let us declare it. And then set it in order for God. So when we're making a declaration according to his word out of our mouth,
we're setting it in order for God
to
work.
Yeah, because it's the framework. The word of God is the framework. And when you think about the framework, if you ever saw a sidewalk being laid or whatever, first they put down the wood framework.
Yeah.
And then once the framework is down, then they can begin to put substance into it. So when we're declaring the word of God, we're releasing the framework for then it to be developed and the situation to be transformed.
Ah, this is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This is powerful. It's coming out of your mouth. God can do it unless you can declare it.
Mm-hmm.
You set it in order.
Order. For him.
For him.
That's good. That's awesome.
So he can move now.
Mm-hmm.
Because his word shall not return unto him what?
Void.
Void.
But accomplish everything that is set out to do.
So we must declare it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let someone keep you in religion and tell you that is hypocrisy. No, you declare the word of God out of your mouth. The word of God is a two-edged sword, man. It can cut. I send that word. You know, the Bible says, he sent his word and healed them from all their disease.
Yeah, their destruction.
Yes, you got to declare the word of God. God, your word says, I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Today, I stand in confident in the word. As you pray, you got to declare that. You said the Holy Spirit is the comforter. You send your Holy Spirit here on earth. I receive the Holy Spirit in my life. I am walking by the Holy Spirit, the direction of the Holy Spirit. I declare over my life that I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I declare over my life that I am the redeemed of the Lord. And whatsoever the redeemed say is what?
So.
Oh, come on.
Continuing on with verse 7, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 7. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come. Let them show these to them. So in your declaration, you are setting things in order for God. On this morning, remember when you declare a thing, it is established and light will shine on your ways. Job 22:28. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to a life-giving teaching from East Coast Christian Center.